right. So first, I want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me. And for the recording, could you please start off with your name, the line of business, and the name of your company?
Sure. My name is Austin Thatch, and I'm the CEO and founder of The Forefront Group. And I am the director of publicity for my company.
Thank you. And how did you get started in public relations? Did you go to school for it? Is it something that you always knew you wanted to do? Or did you have to change majors to find out this is what you wanted to do?
So I went to East Carolina University. When I had originally got there my freshman year, I majored in exercise physiology. I wanted to be a physical therapist. But it wasn't hard. It's just, it wasn't something that I was passionate about doing. I really didn't know what I wanted to do going in. I just knew that, like, I needed to make money. The medical field was, like, such a norm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every parent's dream is to have their kid to go to in the medical field. Not every parent, but, you know, usually. But as I got acclimated with college and got involved in organizations, I ended up switching my major to communications with a concentration in PR. And that kind of got my foot in the door with things, but also when I switched to become a PR major, I honestly didn't really know exactly what PR was. Even when I was in school for it, like taking the classes, I took like public speaking and this, like other classes. And then, in my opinion, I didn't learn much. And then I actually switched to become a, so during that time, I had a mentor. He had his own company, and he was based out of Atlanta, and he was in digital marketing and brand strategy. So it's the same, it's like different than PR, but it correlates with one another. And I had actually switched to become an online student, and I didn't know with my major in communications at ECU, you were able to do that. So I switched to become an online student with communications, but I had to change my concentration. So with my concentration in PR, they didn't offer online, but with my concentration in organizational and what was it? Communications concentration in interpersonal and organizational communications.
Mm-hmm.
I changed my concentration to that. That gave me the opportunity to leave ECU and move to Atlanta, but I was still an online student at ECU. So I moved to Atlanta probably a little after my second semester of sophomore year. Moved to Atlanta, and I was working with my mentor, and this had nothing to do with PR, but I was learning how to build brands and digital marketing, and that relates to like social media management, content creation, paid ads, learning like ROI of like SEO, search engine optimization, and learning the ins and outs of marketing through social and digital platforms, and building brands with government contractors and small businesses, but also personal brands like professional athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of got my foot in the door. I was working in that field, and my first experience with like branding and marketing was the digital marketing side of things. And digital marketing is more of a numbers game, right? That's how you kind of see your results. How you show your clients results. Now, maybe a year after that, I started doing real research. Like, I was, mind you, while I was doing this, I was still in school, online at ECU, and I was actually working at Hilton Hotels. So, started in front desk, and I worked my way into sales. I was a sales manager for Hilton, and that actually helped me learn the sales process of learning to pitch to the client, and also how to sell a client and sign a contract and all of that, and put a proposal and all of that together.
Mm-hmm.
And then after doing that for like maybe 2 years, I ended up interning for a PR company, and then they were in entertainment PR. Mind you, I was in school for this, but I still didn't know really much about PR. I feel like when I was in school, they didn't teach me the necessary steps of how to really, yeah, they taught you how to write a press release, but I feel like they didn't teach you the necessary steps on how to create the press release, how to create a well-thought-out pitch, how to find contacts of certain journalists and how to reach out to these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I interned for them, that was an entertainment PR company, and it helped me really, like, get acclimated with things. I was working with Ty Dolla $ign. I was working with Mozzie. I was working with a few other clients, and that really opened my eyes to a lot of things. And this was like, okay, I really want to work in entertainment PR.
Mm-hmm.
So then when after that little internship, finally graduated, started up my own company. But mind you, while I was starting my own company, I moved to LA, moved to Los Angeles, started up my own company, and I finally got my first client. But also, like, after that first client, I still had that client to this day, actually. But that wasn't enough money to get support myself. So I actually, while I did that, I was actually using my expertise in digital marketing and branding, because that's what I had most experience in,
mm-hmm.
to manage a nightclub. So that was my first big, like, paying gig in Los Angeles. I was a brand manager for a nightclub. I did that for a little bit, and I just couldn't seem to, it didn't interest me to keep a job. I kept leaving a job or whatever the case may be. So I left the job, and then also the next job, I went to United Talent Agency, which was a dream of mine, to work for United Talent Agency. United Talent Agency, if you know anything about entertainment, is one of the biggest talent agencies in the world. So they represent anyone from Queen Latifah to Mariah Carey to Taraji P. Henson. And that is a whole nother world. It has nothing to do with PR, but it has everything to do with entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from, like, reading scripts and, like, building relationships, things of that nature. And then, mind you, while I was doing that, I still had my company, but relationship building is, like, the main important thing in this industry and also in PR. PR is, like, you're the plug, kind of. Like, you have to have these relationships with people in the media in order to really get placements. Like, you can pitch all day long, but really, it's all about the relationships you have with these journalists or the people in the media. So working at United Talent Agency for a little bit kind of helped me build more relationships in the media and kind of, like, meet people in entertainment. And after that, I had got a job offer for another PR company, and I had left UTA for this other PR company, and that PR company was also entertainment PR. I was working with clients from Lisa Vanderpump to some reality TV stars, as well as big musicians that have been signed from Atlantic Records to Sony and many other record labels. And they knew when they hired me on that I had my own thing going on, which is the Forefront Group. A couple months later, fast forward, I was doing really good. I was getting placements for their clients. But then they had pulled me to the side one day and told me I can't keep promoting my own company.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't keep signing clients outside of them, which can be a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens a lot in this industry because there are a lot of people who are contracted or have their own thing going on but also work for another company. This is very common, and yes, it is a conflict of interest, but they knew this from the job before hiring me. So basically, they wanted to buy me out. They wanted to pay me a certain percentage of money to get rid of my company. Wow. And then they wanted me to bring my clients onto their company, and I would get a percentage off of each of those clients every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I ended up quitting. And then also around that time, BET had called me to kind of help them out for BET Awards and BET Experience. And I'm like, this is a perfect time for me to just quit. So I'd quit. That same week, I worked BET, and I was handling like their social and digital team. I was working with their digital team for BET Experience and BET Awards. And then that same day, I was signing clients left and right, just constantly meet the relationships that I had and the clients that I did have at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Forefront Group, they had recommended their people to me, and I just kept signing clients. And fast forward to now, the Forefront Group has reached 6 figures, and we're doing well. We have clients from all the way from LA to Atlanta to Florida to the DMV area. I know that was a lot.
Yeah, but it just gives me a span of like your experience in not only PR but also entertainment. So you mentioned a lot of accomplishments. What's the biggest personal accomplishment you've made in your career?
The biggest accomplishments have probably been the relationships I've made.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have gotten to where I've been at if it wasn't for the relationships I've made. These people in my life have grown to become family to me, and they've given me opportunities to work with companies and also work with clients. Like, I'm not gonna name drop, but like big name clients that I've listened to on the radio,
mm-hmm.
or even watched on TV, that I would never have thought of I'd be working with. But it was all because of the people I knew and the relationships I made. And it's not always about the money. When you go into these rooms, I always had the mindset, this is not for me to be in these rooms or these parties to have fun. It's really to connect with these people,
mm-hmm.
on a genuine level. And then when you become see how you can become a value to these people. So like, I always study people that I want to work with, and I always find out where they're going to be at, what event they're going to be at, whatever the case may be. And I never sell or pitch to them when I'm in those rooms with them. It's always about building connection with these people and then learning how you can be of value to them, and then telling them, this is what I do, what are your needs, blah, 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 blah. Because when you're of value to people, they're going to want to work with you regardless.
That's very true. So yeah, as you mentioned, like making a connection with these people and also sharing your value to them will make them want to stick with you. And I know like your day, you probably do different things on a day-to-day basis, but what would be a typical day or work week for you?
A typical work day, so it depends on where I'm at in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in the West Coast, my typical day is I'll wake up at 6 or 6:30, the latest, in the morning. Probably make coffee, and I'll start looking through my to-do list, but the first thing I really do is pitch. 6:30, 6 o'clock, I'm pitching. Pitching for, like, a good few hours. The main reason why is because at 6 o'clock on the West Coast, it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
People are up and working. And if you know anything about PR, or not even just entertainment, but the media in general, most of the media and big outlets are on the East Coast. So I work in music and entertainment. So Billboard Magazine, XXL Magazine, Revolt TV, like all of those big name publications and like TV shows like Jimmy Kimmel and Wendy Williams and stuff, they're all on the East Coast. Yeah, LA has Hollywood Reporter, Variety, things of that nature, but majority is on the East Coast. So by the time I wake up at 9 a.m. on the West Coast, it's already 11 o'clock, 9, 10. No, 12. It's 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock on the East Coast. So by the time I'm waking up, getting my life together at 9 o'clock, and I'm pitching from 12 to 3 on the East Coast, on the West Coast, by 3 o'clock on the West Coast, it's already 6 o'clock on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Journalists and people in entertainment, they're done with work. They're not looking at my emails or none of that. And when it comes to pitching, I need these journalists to see my emails so they can get my story in the media, in magazines, and articles for my clients so I can get placements for them. So when I wake up, pitching for a few hours, following up with my clients, checking in with them, because I have clients on different coasts, so different time zones is a big thing. Just checking in with them, checking also the internet, seeing what, if there's any news that I don't know of about my clients. So I always look up Variety, Hollywood Reporter, even The Shade Room, just like relevant news, even CNN, Yahoo, all of that, Forbes. I read up on all of that every day just to make sure I'm up to date with what's going on in the media, but also if there's anything about my clients. Mm-hmm. Working, so literally pitching, working, and sending out emails, building relationships. A lot of times, I have to attend a lot of lunch meetings or dinner events or meetings like that, also to with journalists or even just people in the media, or even other publicists. I do a lot of work days with publicists, so collaborating with other publicists really helps, especially when it comes to getting contacts. There are a lot of times, if you don't have systems or tools to have to use it, like I have Cision. Cision is like a $6,000 yearly program to have contact, to get contacts from anybody in media. Now, some people can't afford that. So when it comes to getting contacts, you have to be very strategic. Sometimes you can ask other publicists, but sometimes publicists can be very stingy. They don't want to give out their contacts. Mm. So, and a lot of times people would pay for these contacts. So it's very easy though. Like, you can literally try to find them on social media, Twitter. Sometimes I'll even DM journalists like, hey, do you mind if I ask for your email? Because I have a potential story for you, for a client of mine. Mm-hmm. So really a lot of times I'm pitching all day, pitching and phone calls. And then throughout the week, I'm signing new clients. So it's like me creating proposals, sending it over, having discovery calls, and then signing a client. And then if there's a lot of events going on, if I have a client attending a red carpet event, I have to be there, get my credentials, and make sure everything runs smoothly with the client, walking them down the red carpet, helping them attend interviews, and making sure the interviews go smoothly. Because a lot of times these journalists, they love to ask questions that's not needed or relevant about a certain topic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times some of my clients, some of their past can be controversial to certain things, so journalists love to ask those controversial questions. And as a publicist, you have to insert yourself and tell them, okay, we're going to move on, we're not going to answer these questions.
Gotcha.
So that's literally my day to day, but every day is very different.
Yeah, I would assume so. So how are you able to juggle all of the relationships that you've built and being like an employee in the entertainment world and being an employer for PR? How are you able to juggle it all? I know you said coffee gets you up and going, but how are you able to stay sane doing all of this at once?
So usually I wake up at 6 in the morning, 6:30 to work, and I'll stop working at 1:30 a.m. Mm. every day.
Wow.
And because when it comes to this field, it's so fast paced, and as long as you have your phone, you're working. And my clients call me every day. So, to maintain these relationships, so I do a lot of traveling. That's a luxury with me personally, and not having to be a publicist for a company. I'm able to work wherever I please. So sometimes if I just feel like working in a different state where my and I have clients in that state, I'll work there. So currently right now I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I have clients in Atlanta, and I prefer to be on the East Coast sometimes, because when it comes to pitching, I don't have to wake up as early because, mm-hmm. you know, where I'm ahead of schedule. And I'm ahead of schedule when it comes to working for my clients on the West Coast. But when I'm in different states, I always reach out to my relationships and people in the media that I'm in town. And a lot of times when I am here, there's always events going on or happening. So I'll pop up every here and there to certain events just to show face. And I know that certain people will be there. So it's good for me to be there, let them know that I'm in town. And sometimes I'll reach out and be like, let's grab lunch, or let's have a work day, or let's have dinner. So that's kind of how I maintain those relationships in the media. And then also doing nice things, giving nice gestures to, like, some journalists. Like, for example, I have a client, she's a fashion designer. So sometimes I'll, if a journalist is willing to write a story on behalf of my client, I'll give them a free pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. But it's like a free pair of shoes that my client designed. So I'll offer that to them. Like, I'll give you, you know, a free pair of shoes. Thank you for this opportunity. Mm-hmm. So it's doing nice things, taking them out to dinner. Sometimes even, like, I'll send flowers to some people, things of that nature. And it's vice versa too. I get a lot of gifts too.
Mm-hmm.
As far as staying sane, traveling, I like to travel and I like to eat. So the good thing, like I said, with me is I'm able to work wherever I please. So sometimes I just like to change the scenery. So I think 2 weeks ago I was in Mexico, but so when I go on vacations in general, I'm still working. I just like to be by a beach. So that's how it is with me.
Gotcha. And what is a common misconception people have about public relations?
There's two, probably. One misconception is that people think anyone can do PR and that PR is easy. PR is not easy. It's a constant grind. You're like, it's always something, like, expect the unexpected. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to be on your toes, and it's not an easy job. Not everyone can do it, and not everyone's built for it, because it's, especially depending on what you want to go in, but it's very cutthroat. Like, entertainment PR is cutthroat. Doing PR in politics is cutthroat. You have to be very aggressive, especially when it comes to having interviews with your clients in the media, especially if you have a specific client where they're very controversial, your client's very controversial in the media, that's where things get tricky, because journalists will love to twist up questions in your words,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be very strategic. And as a publicist, you have to know when to stop the interview or when we need to move on. So you have to be aggressive sometimes, and you have to, like, hold your ground. Another misconception is digital marketing and branding is the same thing as PR. They're two different things, but the difference between me as a publicist and other publicists is that I have experience in digital marketing and branding. And that's what also makes me different from other digital marketers and brand strategists. So the way I know how to do both, but the way I explain it is digital marketing and branding is paid media, whereas PR is earned media.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of times people come up to me wanting to work with me because they're like, hey, I'm this, I'm that, I need a publicist. Now, a lot of times I'll tell them, like, from what it looks like, you're not in a place in your career where you need a publicist, but what you do need is a digital marketer and a brand strategist to help you build your overall presence mm-hmm. within the media, within like your social media and Instagram, all that, right? And that's paid media. So that requires like paid ads, the Facebook ads, the Instagram ads, the Google ads, the content creation, building your overall social media presence. And once you build a platform around that, that's when you get earned media. That's when publications and the media will want to actually write a story about you. You know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So paid digital marketing branding is paid media, PR is earned media. And a lot of times PR can be more, so earned media can be a little bit more credible mm-hmm. than paid media because like you're paying to advertise, essentially. So those are the two misconceptions.
Thank you for clearing that up. And then since you stated you work as an employee but also have your own company, do you have any employees working in your company or is it just made up of you at this time?
No, I have a publicist. She just graduated from Spelman mm-hmm. and she's a PR coordinator, so she helps me with some of my accounts
mm-hmm.
and I'm also teaching her the other side of things, which is like digital marketing, brand strategy. So I'm teaching her both,
mm-hmm.
but she helps me with like press releases, creating pages, all of that. So she's great. And then I'm actually in the process of hiring a full-time publicist. So.
And what do you look for when you're hiring someone?
One of the main things I do ask is, do you have any relationships in the media?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. If you have relationships with people in Billboard or Forbes or any of that, that's a big plus because I know that you can contact those people and get my clients in those publications. Another one is their communication. If they're good at communication, they're consistent with things. That's a really good trait because within this industry, you have to be on your phone all the time and expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
I might reach out to you at 10 p.m. at night and I'd be like, okay, I need you to create an itinerary for so-and-so because they have an event to attend tomorrow morning. You know, so they always have to be like hands-on or mm-hmm. be ready to be hands-on no matter where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be good at writing and knowing, and they have to know what they're doing. When it comes to pitching, writing press releases, it's all about paying attention to detail and knowing how to write well. So no grammatical errors or anything of that nature. And they have to know how to talk to people. You can be an introvert and be in this industry, but as long as you know how to talk to people and are somewhat of a people person, that's all that matters.
And we're almost finished here. A personal question for you. How do you keep up with your successes and failures? Like, do you keep a record of them, like on paper, in your phone, or just mentally?
Mostly mentally.
Mentally.
I do write down affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I will hit, you know, I will make this much money, you know, during the fourth quarter or by middle of 2020 I will sign this many clients and I will make this much money or I'm gonna work with so and so. But as far as like keeping track of my failures and success, I keep that in my head, but I'm also in the process of writing out an ebook and potentially publishing a book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be on how to grow and monetize your business and scale, and make six figures within your first year. So that's not PR related, but it's just overall how to create a successful business.
I will be on the lookout for that, especially since I'm in entrepreneurship. Well, this what this course is for. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my final question, I always ask this at the end of an interview. What is a tip that you would offer an entrepreneur?
Wait, can you read that one more time?
a tip that you would offer an entrepreneur?
Be patient. Don't rush things. There's never a right time to do things either. I've always been like, just, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But also, I thought it through. Mm-hmm. And also, don't have a bad negative connotation of working a corporate 9-to-5 job. I was juggling, like, now I'm a full-time entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
but for the longest, I was working corporate job and juggling my business. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's so many people I know that do it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, kudos to them, because it's really hard. And also, those 9-to-5 jobs has taught me so much, and I've got so much knowledge from it. And I use their resources to help me build my business.
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage of those 9-to-5s and all of that. If you can leave college, or even if you didn't go to college, and just go straight into entrepreneurship and be successful at it, by all means, like, let me know how you did it, because honestly, I recommend people to go into corporate first and mm-hmm. then go into entrepreneurship.
I agree. Well, I have learned so much from you from this interview, and I really appreciate your time once again and your insights. And I'm going to end the interview now.